KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach,
Hey. Yeah. Those background singers sound great here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. This is Funky Sex Gods of Yore. I'm your host, John Troy, and that was Brandy singing Baby. Baby is the theme for tonight's show of Funky Sex Gods of Yore. My what? No, not your. Your. That's what we're doing, baby. Last week, I was thinking about the new year, the passing of the old one and the coming of the new one. And so last week, we listened to songs about old man. So if you're interested in hearing it or any of the other podcasts, go to kx935.com. Find Funky Sex Gods of Yore, and all the podcasts are there. So last week we listened to songs about old man, and they were, as you might expect, ruminative, philosophical, depressing. And tonight we're going to listen to songs about baby, in the title or just things like that. What we just heard, as I said, the name of the song is Baby, a song by Brandy. I love the way she sings the song. She just sort of floats around over the track. Very nice. She doesn't give it any more than she has to. She doesn't show off all her chops. I like it when a singer just serves the song that way. A lot of times these days, especially in these competitions, these people who are competitors, they give it more than they have to, I think. They're encouraged to, they're pushed to, you know, the judges tell them to, you know, make this song your own. Well, I mean, what's that mean, making it your own? Apparently it means singing so hard you have a rectal prolapse or an aneurysm. I don't get it. You know, I saw somebody singing a song, what was it, Norah Jones, I don't know why it didn't come. How's it? And the way she sings it is, you know, it's like, feeling empty as a drum, don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. You know, there you go. I mean, look at the lyrics. The lyrics tell you how to sing the song, really. And you can make it your own, but just listen to the lyrics or look at the lyrics. You know, those lyrics, they're basically wistful, rye on toast, and on wheat. And, the guy whoever sang it, who was like, feeling empty as a drum, I don't know why I didn't come. Oh, take it easy. Holy Christ. I mean, come on. You made it your own, all right. You grabbed it like a bone, you know, and chewed it up and ate it and pooped it out. There it is. It's a nice turd on the stage. You made it your own. Thanks a lot. I just want to know who's going to clean it up. That's what I want to know. Okay, what was I talking about? Wait a second. Oh, yeah. Baby. So anyway, the chorus on this song, Brandy, that it comes in like with four babies. Baby, 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 baby. So Baby really works as a phonetic. It's very musical. And it wasn't always so. You know, before the 50s, you didn't hear Baby that often. It was like, let me call you sweetheart, stuff like that, oh darling. But then Baby started coming in more and more, and Baby is so these songs, as you might expect, are going to be a little sort of the opposite of last week, Old Man. These songs are a little more fun, like the next one I'm going to play by Carla Thomas, who was regarded, her moniker was the Queen of Memphis Soul. She was the daughter of Rufus Thomas, who sang A Walk in the Dog and a bunch of others. She sang Tramp with Otis Redding. She was born in 1942. She's still alive, 71 years old. There's a modulation at the end. If you don't know what a modulation is, listen to the podcasts of Funky Sex Gods of Yore, available at this station's website. This is Carla Thomas, recorded in 1966, singing B-A-B-Y here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Baby, I love to call you baby. Baby, oh baby, I love for you to call me baby. say, baby, baby, oh, baby, you look so good to me, baby, baby,
baby,
oh, baby, how I love for you to call me, baby.
I like it too. That's Carla Thomas singing B-A-B-Y here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. The next song, this is Funky Sex Gods of Yore. I'm John Troy, and we are listening to songs about baby. Here's one by Barbara Lewis. She was born in 1943. She's still alive. She's 70, about the same age as Carla Thomas. Here's her song, Baby, I'm Yours. This song gave me a pup tent in my little bedroom back in those days. This is KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Baby, I'm yours. Baby, I'm yours, and I'll be yours until the sun no longer shines. Yours until the poets run out of rhyme. In other words, until the end of time. I'm gonna stay right here by your side. Do my best to keep you satisfied. Nothing in the world can drive me away. 'Cause every day you hear me say, baby, I'm yours. Baby, I'm yours till the stars fall from the sky. Baby, I'm yours till the rivers all run dry. Baby, I'm yours till the poets run out of rhyme.
That was Barbara Lewis singing Baby, I'm Yours here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. And we are listening to songs about baby tonight. Lots of background vocals. There's lots of ensemble singing going on here. It may seem like this is an oldies kind of thing we're into, but I just happened to turn up songs that were recorded in the 60s, as it turns out. And this next one was recorded in 1965. This next one was recorded in 1961, and it's by the Shirelles, singing Baby, It's You here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Sha-la-la-la.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
It's not the way you smile that touched my heart.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Whoa-oh-oh. Many, many nights roll by. What can I do? I can't help myself. 'Cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la.
You should hear what they say about you. Cheat, cheat.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
They say you've never, never, never been true.
Shake, shake.
Whoa, doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm gonna love you any old way. What can I do when it's true? I don't want nobody, nobody. 'Cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. Don't leave me alone. Come on home. Baby, it's you.
Don't leave me alone. That's the Shirelles doing Baby, It's You here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. All right, this is Funky Sex Gods of Yore. I'm John Troy, your host, and tonight the theme is baby. Songs with baby in the title or about baby. And this next song is a great song. It's Since You've Been Gone by Aretha Franklin. Baby, baby, sweet baby. She says there's three babies in a tight bundle there. And we know we're talking about baby being your lover. You know, we're not talking about little baby. Yeah, how's that feel, little baby? No, we're talking about baby. Hey, baby, how does that feel? You know, there's a difference. Okay. Now, this song was recorded in Atlantic Studios in New York City on December 16th and 17th in 1967. I happen to remember what I was doing then. It's weird. Well, it's not weird. I was on the Wind and Sea surf team, and I was surfing in Hawaii. So I remember. It was December of 1967. Anyway, Aretha was born in 1942. She's about the same age as Carla Thomas and Barbara Lewis. She's still out there, thank goodness. This is from the album Lady Soul. Now, this session had a lot of this. You got to listen to this. I'm sure you've heard the song before, but listen to the playing. I mean, Jimmy Johnson and Bobby Womack on guitar. Tommy Cogbill on bass, Roger Hawkins on drums. And one of the sax players is King Curtis. And the background vocals were the Sweet Inspirations. Now look, if you're a producer of a song, you want to record something, you want to put a band together, you want some background singers, which would you rather do? Would you rather go, okay, I got to find some background singers, so I'll audition somewhere. I'll take this one. Okay, that's one. I need four. I'll go out and find an all, okay, and I'll take that. We'll take one of these and one of those until you put it together. Would you rather do that? Would you rather do that? Or would you rather hire an outfit that sing together all the time? They know each other. They've sung together for years. They know how to sing. I mean, if you get a bunch of people who don't know each other and they're all good singers, yeah, they'll give you some decent background vocals. But they're just not going to be quite as, you don't get a certain magic until you've played with people for a while. for a time. That's why a band that's been playing together for a while sounds better than a bunch of guys who are thrown together. Even if they're very good, it'll be very good. But there's nothing like time spent getting to know the other players musically and personally, really. That comes in also. So this was the Sweet Inspirations, and they hired themselves out. They had some hits by themselves, some minor ones, but they sang behind a lot of the big stars of the day, including Aretha Franklin. You can't get any higher than that. She was like the queen of soul. And the Sweet Inspirations was headed by Sissy Houston, Whitney Houston's mom. So this is Whitney Houston's mom singing behind Aretha Franklin here on KX 93.5. Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Baby, baby, sweet baby. There's something that I've just got to say. Baby, baby, sweet baby. You love me hurting in a real cold way. Speak your name. And I feel free. You said I do.
Talk about a cooking track, man. You could fry an egg on that one. That's Aretha Franklin, of course, singing Since You've Been Gone here on KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. This is Funky Sex Gods of Yore. I'm John Troy, and we are listening to songs about baby. This next song is by a guy who was a pretty big hit in his day. His name was Giles Richardson. He was also known as the Big Bopper. So, hello, baby, is what you're going to hear. And you're going to like it. I hope you do, because I know I do. He was killed on the day the music died. Well, you know, I don't get that, the day the music died. What do you mean, the day the music died? I mean, three cats got killed, okay. I mean, it was a terrible loss, but, you know, there was a lot of music going on. I never got that song, American Pie. I drove my Chevy to the levee, and the levee, what? You know, so, I mean, it's a big, you know, ooh, deep. Do you know, can you play it? No, I can't play it. I'm sorry. Jesus. Here it is. His name is Giles Big Bopper. Yeah. This was recorded in 1958. This is going back. This is Big Bopper singing Chantilly Lace here on KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, wiggling a walk and a giggling a talk. Make the world go round, ain't nothing
running in the world like a big-eyed girl. It make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby? But, oh, honey. But, oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. Make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8. And don't be late. But baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Low, make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
Oh, baby, that's what I like. That's the Big Bopper doing Chantilly Lace here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. All right. The next song is about, I thought, you know, all these songs with baby in them are about lovers, sung by women or men. We call each other baby. My honey calls me baby, and I think she's listening now. Hello, baby. I love you, honey. Anyway, so this song is about an actual baby, a little baby, and it's about the joys of motherhood. Yeah, the joys of motherhood. That sounds cynical, and it probably is, but yeah, there are joys to be had, I'm sure. Now this song is it's, I don't know how it's, if you wrote it out on paper, if it would be in 4 or in 6, but it's got a waltzy feel to it, and that's because the way the time is broken up. It's got a 6-8 feel. 6 would be like 6 beats to a measure, and 6-8 note, and an 8th note gets 1 beat. And that could be inside of a 4 feel. So if it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You see what I mean? So it's got, you can have a 4-4 count with sort of a 3 feel in it. And it's nice. And that's sort of the way the feel of this song is. And also the guitar player is playing arpeggios. Now an arpeggio, if you play a chord, and I have a guitar and I play a chord and I just strum it, flang, there's your chord. I'm playing all a chord is made up of two or more notes, or an interval is 2 notes, but if you have 3, then you have 2 intervals. But it's 2 or more notes, and that's a chord. And you play them at the same time. It's a chord, flang. But if you're going up and down the notes of the chord, like dun 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 1-3-5-1-5-3-1. You're going up and down. That's an arpeggio, see? So if you hear a guitar player going, dun, 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 it sounds like he's going, ooh, look at all those notes he's playing. It ain't that hard, because you just hold down a chord with your left hand, if you play like you should, like a red-blooded American, and you're picking with your right hand. Then you just hold down the chord, and you just go with your right hand up and down the strings. Boom, dum, 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 dum. Then you change the chord. Dum, 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 dum. And that's you're arpeggiating the chords. So that's what this guitar player is doing. So if you hear this at a party, and you can say, oh, well, that guitar player is arpeggiating, and I guarantee you'll get laid. Results may vary. Now, this is Alison Krauss singing, and she's got this ethereal voice, and she's got this tone that is just haunting. It goes up your spine. And she doesn't use vibrato. Vibrato is when a singer goes, ah, you hear that little wave in there. She sings straight. I mean, she can do vibrato, and you hear it a little bit of it now and again, but most of the time, she sings straight, and it suits her tone. It's hauntingly beautiful. This is Alison Krauss singing Baby Mine here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen. Alison Krauss singing Baby Mine here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I am John Troy, and this is Funky Sex Gods of Yore. And tonight's theme is baby. In answer or in contrast to last week's theme, which was old man. Next, I'm going to play this song, Hey Baby, sort of a one-hit wonder for Bruce Chanel back in 1961. An interesting note is that a lot of musicians know this. Maybe you do too. I don't know. He toured in Europe, and the Beatles opened for him. And they were paying attention to the headliner. And John Lennon, supposedly, the story goes, was attracted to the way Delbert McClinton, the now famous or well-regarded, especially by musicians, how he played harp or harmonica. And he liked it so much. I mean, there is a story, it might be apocryphal, that McClinton actually gave Lennon some harmonica lessons. I don't know. But if you listen to a song like Please Please Me or The Beatles or Love Me Do, you can see how Lennon was listening to McClinton, especially on this song. This is Bruce Chanel from 1961 singing Hey Baby here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
I'm gonna make her mine, all mine. Hey, hey, baby, I wanna know if you'll be my girl.
When you turned and walked away,
that's when I wanna say,
that was Bruce Chanel singing Hey Baby from 1961 here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. Now I'm going to play another version of Hey Baby, and this is a band that I was in. I'm singing this next song and I am playing bass. And it's interesting to play different versions of songs. If you've listened to this program, you know that I will do this. Play different versions of the same song. Also, if I don't play this song by the band I was in, no one else will. And it's my show, so here you go. This was a live recording that my trio did. It was called Troy Maddox and Brown. It was me and Dave Maddox on drums. Dave Maddox played with Fairport Convention and Paul McCartney, and he's that good. And David Brown, who toured for 12 years with Billy Joel, and wait till you hear this guitar player, David Brown. There's nobody quite like him. This was recorded around 2005 at a joint in Gloucester, Massachusetts called Captain Carlos. This is Troy Maddox and Brown singing Hey Baby here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
Know if you be my
you be my girl. Hey, hey, baby, I wanna know if you be my girl. When you turn and you walk away, baby, that's the time I gotta say, come on, baby, won't you give me word? I wanna know if you be my girl. Hey, hey, baby, I wanna know if you be my girl.
This is KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, and that was me singing and playing bass on a cover of Bruce Chanel's hit, Hey Baby. That was the band Troy Maddox and Brown from the album Troy Maddox and Brown Live at Captain Carlo's. And if you're interested in obtaining that CD, you can go to nimbitmusic.com, nimbitmusic.com. Search for John Troy. That's me. And there are things to purchase if you care to. This is Funky Sex Gods of Yore. And now we're going to listen to The Meters. Now, The Meters, this was recorded in 1974. The Meters are, again, another musician's band. I mean, musicians really listened to The Meters, because they built these songs from the ground up with these great patterns and these great lines, and it was very clear what you're listening to. When they came through Boston, they would play at this joint called Paul's Mall. It's not there anymore. It was right next to the Jazz Workshop. It was on Boylston Street in Boston. It's one of those places you walk down from the sidewalk. You walk down to the front door, down these steps into this hole. Awful little place, and all these great bands would go down there. And Berklee College of Music was just a few blocks away, and I'm not kidding. People would bring pads and paper. It was going to school. The musicians would fill the audience was full of musicians, and everybody was just paying close attention to what the Meters did. They backed up all kinds of people like Alan Toussaint and Lee Dorsey and Dr. John and Robert Palmer. And now listen to how this song builds. It starts out with four bars of guitar, just guitar, wah-wah guitar, guitar through a wah-wah pedal, then four bars with drums, that's Zigaboo Modaliste, I'm sorry. He comes in for four bars. Then four bars, the bass comes in with the organ, And then finally the vocal starts. Now, so there you are. It just builds right up. You can take notes. This is The Meters singing Just Kiss My Baby here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen. That is The Meters singing Just Kiss My Baby here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. This is Funky Sex Gods of Yore. I'm your host, John Troy. And now we're going to listen to Larry Graham again. I keep coming back to Larry Graham. I was looking for songs about Baby, and I came across this one. This is by Graham Central Station. and it's called Boogie With Ya Baby, and it's just about the grooviest track I'm playing tonight. If you can sit, if you can listen to this song and sit still and not move, then I don't know. I you're just really, really white, I guess. I mean, there's some things I don't understand, and that's one of them. So listen to this, and I expect you'll be moving or you're dead. This is Larry Graham and Graham Central Station doing Boogie With Ya Baby here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen. Is Graham Central Station, Larry Graham, doing Boogie With Ya Baby, recorded in 1978 here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. This has been Funky Sex Gods of Yore for the past hour, hosted by me, John Troy, and we've been listening to songs about baby. Next week, I don't know what the theme will be, maybe on how not to do a radio show, I don't know, we'll see. I want to tell you that I would like it. I'd be happy if you would like me. Please like me on Facebook.com/John Troy Music. If you want to be on my mailing list and be subjected to emails telling you where I'm playing And also with my unfounded, uncalled for outbursts and Tourette's like rants, I can do that for you. Write to me on my Facebook page and send me your email address, and I'll put you on my mailing list. This next song is by James Brown. Now, he wrote this song. It's called I Got That Feeling. And he's got this one part where he says baby 11 times while the rest of the band tacits. Tacit means unspoken. It's an adjective. But in music, tacit is a verb. If you tacit, you don't play. So while the band tacits, he does baby 11 times. It's crazy. But man, it works. This is James Brown doing I Got That Feeling here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Keep listening.
Baby, 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 I got the